Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Tonight out there in the world, it's 7 o'clock in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It's 6 o'clock out there in Dallas. It's 4 a.m. in Paris. It's 5 a.m. in Baghdad. However, wherever you are in the world, you're tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live. Told y'all last night that Tony Hayward, the CEO of BP, was slated to step down. He was out of there today. You'll see blasted all over the news. Tony Hayward up out of there. We're bringing it to you first. Feeling real good. Monday, kicking off the start of the week. How do you feel? Did they get on your nerves at work today? Gotta say, my day went pretty good. Jump on the circuits. Tell us how you feel early. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Who am I? I am your man, T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Got a good show lined up today, so let's get it grooving. I'm feeling real good. Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good evening. T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I see you watching. So let's go. Let's get it popping. Captain of the cool kids, the revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her bye. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lot of that, you couldn't find a better guy. King shoot fly to anyone you've been seen with. Gangsta distinguished, cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money, feel free to bring with. She find way and fly away at my convenience. You sing tip, checking in the five-star suite. Come on. With some five-star freaks, we got high all week. Catch me in the week, I was up the night with y'all sleep. In a fast car, super fast, broad back seat. That's me, see a nothing nice. A couple nights, cause the moon say goodbye and the sun greeting us like
hello. Good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good evening. You go. You been in. Cause you know that you really need it. And not the one that you wanna be with. But right now, baby, you dreaming.
Wake up and turn the lights on.
Turn me up a little bit more. I don't think they can hear me. Check this out.
boy. Let's work. Come on, let's work. Don't stop, let's work. Let's work. Make it feel good, too. Let's work. Don't stop, stop speeding. Let's work. Get that dirty money. How fly is he? Your baby mama cry for me like Jodeci. So how you not notice me? Pull up to the club in the coldest V. Literally go. Little did he know how that did he flow. How that did he go so hard like a crowbar, still getting dough. Whoa,
whoa, whoa.
Yeah, I like this.
Come on, can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it?
Nothing can save you.
It's that dirty money.
Got your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
Log on to www.hacmedia.com for your latest updates here for T.M. Hyman Center Stage Live, as well as any type of video services you're looking for, multimedia production, video services, green screen. Log on to www.hacmedia for contact information. I am your host, your man, your hip-hop informer, TM. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. It is 10:06, Monday, July 26th. It is July 26th, isn't it? I believe it. Yes, it is. I won't be giving out wrong information. Again, how was your day? Mine, I'm winding down here, even though I have about an hour, 52 minutes left before I actually call it a night. Folks, a lot going on in the world. How healthy are you? How's your state of mind? What's going on in your community? After a very intriguing discussion about discrimination and racism last evening with supermodel Miguel Perdomo, the face of Sean John, Aku, Polo, Calvin Klein, and those other high-powered brands, tonight we welcome Lord Drac and the Circle of Champs to dialogue about the major event that jumped off yesterday, another event that kicked off last night that brought a lot of people together. Heard it was an amazing crowd, awesome performances. Tom G, along with a lot of other artists out there, we got the Circle of Champs on the show tonight to discuss violence in our communities, which is not just a Tampa issue or a New Orleans issue or, you know, a Brooklyn issue. It's a worldwide issue. It's an issue in Pakistan. It's an issue, you know, in Lebanon. You know, it's an issue all over the place. You know, violence in our community. We'll talk about exactly what the Circle of Champs are doing and what you can do to make a difference, you know, right now. You know, one step, one action, each one teach one is really the concept that we must apply. Folks, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. I dropped a new one on you last night. It was Kelly Price. So I'm going to go ahead and drop it again if you missed it last night. This is called Tired. It's brand new. Hitting radio this week, so you're hearing it first. It's Kelly Price, TM Hyman Radio Live. Jump on the feedback lines, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926.
There's a hole in my heart. My soul is bleeding. I need to free my mind. Empty world. I'm feeling.
empty feelings. Tired of the broken dreams. Tired of the broken dreams. Tired of the baby mama. Tired of the ghetto drama. Tired of the back and forth. Tired of in and out of the
tonight being brought to you by HAC Media. Dial 813-704-9562, 813-704-9562, or log on to www.hacmedia.com. In the news, craziness, there's a Pennsylvania mom that in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, that went buck crazy, obviously. An Eastern Pennsylvania woman has been cited for harassment after her son told police she cleaned the bathroom with his toothbrush, then returned it to its holder. I want to repeat it. The police was called by a child who called the police on his mom after using his toothbrush to clean the bathroom, then putting it back in the holder. Police in Lower Suckin said 52-year-old Deborah Hoyce decided on July 18th that her bathroom inside her home needed a good scrubbing because it hadn't been cleaned in about 2 months. Her 26-year-old son said the scrubbing was done with his toothbrush, and then his mom put it back in a holster. He called the police on her. Ridiculous. Claiming his mom applied feces to his toothbrush. Can you all believe that? I am reporting this as world news. In the news, the government is kind of running frantic right now over leaks creating a little bit of doubt about the Afghan war. Washington AP says that there's a monumental leak of classified Afghan documents that's threatening the office of President Obama right now. Said Monday that it's creating more doubts about the war right here at home, and it's creating friction with the Pakistan folks over allegations about a spy agency and questions that they don't just have, but it's obviously causing questions all around the world. We need to hold it down a little bit better. again, in the news, I did report that BP's Hayward was going to be leaving as CEO. Hey, he's up out of there. The London BP giant, Tony Hayward, whose verbal blunders made the oil giant's image even worse after that ridiculous oil spill, says he will go back to an assignment that he had previously in Russia prior to becoming head of BP. I really don't know what that means for the situation. I hope it doesn't slow anything down. I hope the leadership of BP really, really, really makes it right for the folks, not just in Louisiana, but I'm down here in Florida, and we are experiencing the oil actually, you know, sifting up on our beaches here. This is T.M. Hyman reporting world news for you tonight, again, being brought to you by www.hacmedia.com. My friends, if you want to wage in on whatever's going on here on the show tonight, we're talking about violence in our community. Violence in our community. The lines are already open. So 813, last four digits, 8272. 813 is the area code, last four digits, 8272. We're talking about violence in our community and exactly what we can do, you know, to turn it around. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Hey, Rhonda Smith from Tampa, Florida.
Rhonda Smith from Tampa, Florida. What's on your mind tonight?
Let me just say that how we all can come together is I think we need to put haterade aside, and I think we can accomplish more and bigger things if we just kind of, you know, work off each other, because positive energy can do nothing but just, you know, be blessed and, you know, meet and make greater things and better things. But I think if we stop focusing on the negative, you know, guess what? We can all blow up. We can all do this, and we can all make money. We can all have our businesses going in a positive direction. So I think the key is, you know, tonight, today, tomorrow, this minute is to, you know, forget about the negative and let's work together. It's all about the positive.
Absolutely. Putting the haterade aside is what most struggle with, because we don't want to see the next man aspire quicker than ourselves, you know. But at the end of the day, you got to understand, you know, teamwork makes the dream work, right? So, you know, the haterade is necessary. You got to put it down.
Absolutely.
Rhonda, well, hang out with us, Rhonda. We're going to have a good conversation tonight. We are talking to the Circle of Champs, who should be joining us here pretty soon. So, again, stand by for me. Rhonda, jump on the feedback lines at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. This is my girl Ganga Lee. It's called Opulence right here on T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
You own everything. Abundance. Implemented in my vocabulary. Coming at me, have proposals ready. No longer playing those games in the schoolyard with the kiddies. Move forward to bigger and better. Drop the beat out if you hear me. Clearly I get it. Now it's time for y'all to do the same. It used to get heated because in all the calls I scream my name. Me not to forget it. Understand, I'm here to remain. Finally, permanently embedded in your brain. Trust and rotation on your HDs and your MP3s. All your CDs and your radio dials, 5-3. Travel renowned, sore spot, feeling gypsy. The party's rock out now, feeling rich and tipsy. Because opulence, you own everything. And everything is yours. Yo, you can never get too much of a good thing. Longer on tour worldwide has a nice ring. Been on the downside of life for too long. Big cash flow, for others get deals that go wrong. I turned to cheese, able to live another day. Still I can pee, this baby girl got a lot to say. I chose to roll them on, cause I get it all this way. Persuade the masses to see life another way. I can't continue to fight, this battle on my back. To my feet I rise, the pure opulence. Hence authentic, you're just a mirror image. Come again, I know the same, you just don't even get it. ganga. You're better off falling back and stuffing up on the manga. Appreciate your pain when I hit you with that kicker. Worldwide, bring out the name, value trader. Hands for my haters.
Opulence, you own everything, and everything is yours.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Violence in our community. We're welcoming my partner, Lord Drack, and the Circle of Champs on the show tonight. The Circle of Champs put on a huge event yesterday. Yo, big up to you, my dude. Welcome to the show, man. Well, welcome back to the show anyway.
Yeah, man, I appreciate that, though, man. Like I say, man, we definitely had a good time yesterday. It was a great turnout.
Dude, it was a humongo turnout, man. I mean, we had who was that from the Bucks that showed up out there?
Oh, that's Styles G. Wright. Yeah. Buccaneers for the player for the Bucks, man. He had a big part at his house too, man. You know what I mean? So there was a lot of people came out to support. Like I say, definitely big up to Styles for coming out and showing support to the community. And the whole big thing with the Circle of Champs movement and that day. Thanks to 305 Paul, a lawyer down here, a lawyer that handled all kind of cases. You've been in any accidents or been have any injuries, but thanks to him, you know what I mean. He just wanted to really give back to the community, so we decided to put on a little daytime event, like basically a block party, open mic, let all the young talent come out and perform. Then later on that night at the Sugar Shack, man, we did it big. Had all the, just a lot of the heavy hitter artists from Tampa come out to support each other from all neighborhoods, you know what I mean? It's just to come together some unity and try to bring Tampa together with a lot of unity.
Yeah, the key word is unity, man. And I'm going to tell you what I picked up on the most and what I was most impressed about yesterday was it looked as if people were looking for an event like that. It looked like they were drawn to that, which told me immediately, hey, this needs to be done more often. It was peaceful.
Right.
It seemed like it was a beautiful, sunny Florida day. You know, I mean, and folks were entertained. The food, it was free food. I went over a couple times. You know what I'm saying? I mean, dude, it was pure entertainment. You know, it was pure entertainment. You, my friend, I know that's your vision. The Circle of Champs is something that you've been trying to get off the ground for a minute. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, you are TM Hyman Radio Live with special guest Lord Drack and the Circle of Champs. We're talking about a humongo event that went off yesterday, specifically designed to promote unity and to bring the community together. But these are artists in particular. These are artists from all over the place. I'm looking at a T-shirt that says Rep the Bay. It has the Circle of Champs logo on it. It says injured. Who do you call? 305 Paul. And then it's about, dude, how many names are on this T-shirt total? It looks like maybe 500 names, maybe 200.
Yeah, about 500, man. We identified a lot with those local DJs, local musicians, local rap artists, R&B artists, local businesses, anybody out of the Bay that need to be supported. That's just it's been talked about for years, man, forever before our time, people trying to come together and support each other. And Ben knew the formula, but this city is like this. It needs somebody to go out and just take that extra step. And once one person do it and another person come on board and another after that, man, like I say, the whole city was just in a whole different vibe. And once you get that positive energy going, man, we just trying to get it behind it right now, put back on our thinking caps and go forward with the next, you know what I mean, event or the next move that we can make to give back to the community. Matter of fact, just Wednesday coming up, we'll be at the Boys and Girls Club doing a performance, the Circle of Champs, coming out, giving back to the community, like, once again, try to, like, talk to the young youth and let them know that it is other ways, and as long as you have dreams and you stay focused, you know what I mean, you stay positive, there's ways to become a successful person in this world. All you have to do is go hard, and that's what we try to do right now.
Absolutely. You know, we're going to pause right there when you speak of youth. On the other side of this song that I'm about to play, I want you to, like, share, like, what your number one pet peeve is right now as it relates to artists in Tampa. When you speak of repping Tampa and somebody standing up, you're doing that in a major way, and I appreciate that. But we've had some conversations. I want you to share about people who come into Tampa trying to make money and what you're trying to do to balance it out to make sure that the Tampa artists benefit and profit. We're going to get into that along with what these events are doing to help to combat violence in our community. Speaking of youth in the Boys and Girls Club, this is the Juke City Boys, my swag, TM Hyman, ready to fly. We'll be right back. Radio Live. Folks, I apologize for the distortion in that track. I can guarantee you that does not represent the artist or the material. We'll make sure that we get a version that's friendly with internet radio. That was my swag, Jick City Boys. And again, we're going to get a cleaner version of that track so that we can actually hear the true quality of the artist. You are in tune to a discussion with my partner, Lord Drack, repping the Circle of Champs. We're talking about violence in our communities and what they're doing to combat it. Drack, share with the audience how serious you are about talent in Tampa and what your number one pet peeve is.
Like I say, one thing about the city of Tampa, man, if anybody ever visited the city or came to the city, you'll realize that we are very loving. We welcome everybody with open arms. We support a lot of movements. We support anything that somebody brings to the city, any kind of event that comes to the city, we support it. But right now, the city is not being supported in its own self. Like, right, if there's people coming in doing promotions, but you can't even get an artist from Tampa to really get a paid show. And this has been going on for a long time now. So they used to it. Even if you have a hot song in the city of Tampa, you will end up paying to even perform your track on stage instead of someone actually paying you to perform the song. So right now we're trying to change it and basically start our own movement. Like the other night, we were trying to let the world know that, man, look, if we come together ourselves, man, we can have a party. We can have us a good time. And we got a lot of good, hot artists in Tampa that need to be really just represented in the right way, marketed in the right way, promoted in the right way, and used in the right way, man, so they can start using this right here to make a living in their life instead of just out here in these streets or doing whatever it may be, you know what I mean, to try to survive. So that's what my main pet peeve is.
No doubt. You have a lot of young artists, young people that follow you, follow what you say, what you promote overall. How conscious are you of your overall influence?
I'm very conscious of it, man. It's like, it's hard, you know, being an entertainer in the music business. It's like it's taken a little bit more seriously than, like, say, acting. Because as an actor, I could play many roles. I might be a murderer on the camera. I might be a cricket cop where I can be the good guy. I might be make a love movie or whatever it may be. But it seems like, you know, rappers are a little bit more critiqued about the things they do when it's really nothing but an art. You know what I mean? Just the character that you perform. And the real me, the person who I really am and what I want to represent to the community and to the people, sometimes it may not be expressed to the fullest in my rap music because, like you say, man, we in a time it's entertainment. So I'm just trying to entertain when I'm making music. But when it comes down to reality, I mean, I know that it's a lot of kids in this world today, a lot of people in this world with no dreams, no hope, no ambitions. And I'm trying to wake them up, you know what I mean, and let them know that, man, it is a way. It's a lot of successful people that I don't came in contact with, such as 305 Pole, I mean, Rude Boy Graphics, Hack Media, you know, of that can really influence the people in another way. So that's what I'm trying to work on right now also is a day that I bring some successful people out to the community, like almost like a career day growing up in school where they can show that, like when Rude Boy pulled up in his Jaguar, his Ferrari, that, man, look, this man, it's a black man that's successful riding in big world whips, but he ain't selling no dope to get it. And he ain't selling no drugs to get where he at right now. He ended up using his printing machine. And we need to take them to his office so they can see that and see that it is other ways to make it out the hood. And once you start doing that and have more people coming back to the hood once they have made it out, because, like, once we escape, we'll never come back to show the success. And success breeds more success. The more we have successful people coming to the neighborhood or coming to the event, it's going to breed more success in the youth.
Right. The event yesterday, how many young people do you think was out there? Because I think I did see the news out there. I didn't see a news clip. I didn't read anything. But I think, you know, just off the rip, you would think that, you know, on average, we just hanging on the corners. We're creating mischief or being mischievous, you know, not doing the right thing. But, again, last evening, Cats totally just was enjoying the atmosphere, enjoying the entertainment. They was excited about being able to display their talent. And you know, we have violence in our community, yes, but I think, again, you know, we can combat it by being engaged like you're engaged, trying to actually make things happen like this in the community. Go ahead.
You know, man, it's funny you say that, though, too, man, because the news actually did come out to the event, and they said they were going to try to run something on at the 6 o'clock news. But the strange thing was, I never seen anything about the event either on news. And I guarantee you, though, if it had been some violence or a shootout or a big fight or somebody got killed or something bad would have happened, it would have been all over the news, you know. But when you're doing something positive in the community, then you ain't hearing nobody talk about it. You know what I mean? So
absolutely.
That's another thing that we definitely got to be cautious of, that we're going to have to put this out ourselves with people like yourself out here on radio station right now. Having me get a chance to express what went on, and we got to go to the newspapers, and if we got to press up some flyers ourselves and talk about the good that was done in the community, because they always hearing the bad and never the good.
We're going to keep this conversation going. We're talking about violence in our community, and I think Drac just raised a ridiculously important point. If there was a shootout yesterday in Tampa out in Rolette Park, where there was about 300 or 400 youth and young people enjoying the event that was put together to promote artistry and talent, if there was anything negative jumping off, if they felt as if the place was being tore up, the media would have been all on it. It was a beautiful, harmonious event where people were working together. I don't mean just black people. I mean white people, black people, Asian people, Hispanic people. It was an awesome event. If we were out there tearing it up, they would have been there. Yo, check this out. It's Lord Drac, Tear It Up, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Right, boys, make them tear this bitch up.
Tear it up.
Real D&T, make them tear this bitch up.
Hey.
Made Man, make them tear this bitch up.
Hey.
Sticky Knuckle Up, make them tear this bitch up.
Tear it up.
G-Marble, make them tear this bitch up.
Tear it up.
Hey. 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 Tear this bitch up.
Hey.
Hey. Trick or treat. Right, boys, make them tear this bitch up.
Real
D&T, make them tear this bitch up.
Hey.
Made Man, make them tear this bitch up.
Hey.
Sticky Knuckle Up, make them tear this bitch up.
Hey.
G-Marble, make them tear this bitch up.
Hey.
Hey.
We're having some technical difficulties with the track, folks. We're going to play Throw It Up, try to get this track back on. Throw It Up, TM Hyman Radio Live. Apologize for the inconvenience. We was trying to get Tear It Up on from Drac Boy. Track keeps stopping on us. Let's play Let It Flow. Let It Flow, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yeah. See, it's what we're going to do.
See what happens.
Niggas with paper. Real paper. So, if you ain't got over $2,000 in your pocket ready to spend it, get the fuck out of the way. Check. I'm so far out of space, I got the over that how niggas feeling all out of place,
yeah.
They call me Mr. Get Money and then switch a spot in the club looking like I stuffed a whole chicken box. I'ma brag about my shit,
uh-huh.
Talk about my gun,
uh-huh.
Shit on your bitch,
uh-huh.
With all my funds, talk about the leather and wood, I'm from the hood, I ain't have a pot to piss in until I start dishing,
hey.
I talk the hundreds and let it float and watch the crowd, if your money like mine, throw it right about now like float. Yeah, bitch, I'm brought bread and she ain't from around me. If she ain't giving head, let it go.
I got a car on my wrist, two jobs on my face, and a Minaj with a bitch on the low. So if you go get a grind, instead of looking at my shine, you just wasting your time, you a joke. Don't be scared to talk money if you throw it in the air. Don't be scared to talk to me, let it flow. And watch the haters get a low off of a cork on you bitches, spilling liquor on the hoes, let it pour. Don't be scared to talk money, let me throw it in the air. Don't be scared to talk to me,
that cheddar in the place. She know them bottles by the case. She know that Kappa on his waist. I have a big acquired taste for them ladies in this place. I'm trying to see which one gon' rub my babies on the face. I am the opposite of broke. I flipped and doubled up on choke. I lay way deep up in her throat. AKC, I took that oath. Anybody get in line, I will do my lash in a row. Toss security is back and let my pistol through the door. Try to tamper with my dough. You be underneath this flow. For when out of state, why you suckers still broke? Caught them things by the loaf, bust it down, pitch it low. AKC, motherfucker, watch this empire grow. Getting paper down in Texas, catch me out in California. Probably checking out the Lakers on my sides, and now laser the light, whoa.
I got a trunk full of lift, ain't worried about you bitch doors on my car lift. Let's go. Don't be scared to talk money if you throw it in the air. Don't be scared to talk to me, let it flow.
It's kinda hard to keep up with this type of pace. Yes. LS460 taking up a lot of space. Yes. More room to operate. Yes. More things to circulate. Put your soul through the ground and make your whole earth shake. Anybody get body? Bacardi parties at Tommy. At the bar with your Remy. Mama Cuba too skinny. M shots in the semi. Pop it off till it's empty. Built like a buck 50. All my niggas is with me.
C$8 sign. Cop the Beamer off a line. Drop top 645 to cool off his line. Feeling like a summer breeze. Crib at 200 G's. So 10 of y'all is one of me. I'm stinging like a bumblebee. The ice boat. Nice boat. Dotto. For your nice boat. Rest in peace to Michael Jackson, so I cop a ice coat. Ice glove, nice stuff. Shine like a light bulb. Shit it on the track, so call a nurse and get it wiped up.
Don't be scared to talk money. If you throw it in the air, don't be scared to talk to me, let it flow. And watch the haters get low. Pop a cork on you bitches, tell the liquor on the hose, let it pop. Don't be scared to talk money. If you throw it in the air, don't be scared to talk to me, let it flow.
Entertainment news coming up, TM Hyman Radio Live. We have the top 9 hottest cities in the city. The top 9 hottest cities of 2010 coming up in entertainment news tonight. You are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live with our special guest, Lord Drac, repping the Circle of Champs, Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay Unite threw a humongo event out there repping the Bay yesterday. Drac, tell the folks where they can get more information on the Circle of Champs, contact information.
Oh, yeah, man. If you're trying to get in any contact with the Circle of Champs, you can definitely dial 813-403-4478. Call me direct, or either you can go straight to circleofchamps.com and you can get information on becoming a member and trying to help support the community. So anytime you want to get up with the Circle of Champs movement, you can definitely dial 813-403-4478 and ask for Mr. Tampa.
Mr. Tampa is in the building with us tonight on the line from Tampa, Florida. We're talking about violence in our communities. So Drac, let's talk specifically. I'm looking at a report, Governor Quinn of Louisiana, but it actually is the governor of Illinois, Governor Quinn, named an anti-violence commission this week. Actually, it's July 25th, so it published yesterday out of Chicago. The governor named a team of folks that pretty much, from a grassroots perspective, focus on a community-based approach to confronting deadly violence, which is facing many Illinois communities. Florida, man, Florida, when I think of Florida, I hear, like, like the bad boy, bad boy, bad boy, what you gonna do?
Right.
Yo, a lot of that come out of Florida, right? Yo, so the communities are off the chain. Yo, young people are caught up in a lot of those issues. You know, why do you think so many kids are like dropping out of school, and why is violence still such an issue in our community?
Because there's nothing to do in the community. There's nothing going on in the community. This summer, whole summer, it haven't been no big events, nothing set up for the kids, nothing, nobody's giving back to the community. There's nothing to do but get in trouble or to sit around and think of something negative. If you ain't got nothing to do and you ain't got nothing positive in you, right there in front of you, you don't see no positive people coming in your neighborhood. There's nothing but destruction that they reap. So right now it's so hard for the community, it's so hard in the community to even do an event for the kids, something that's given back to the youth. So we're having stipulations like that where you can't really do any block parties, you can't really do any club events, you can't do anything in Tampa. So when you have a city that's made like that, I think that it breeds more violence. And what we got to do as a community is fight against that, though, and find ways to get the proper permits. If it take a little bit of extra money, we come together as a family, as a city family, and we'll get the money up that, so we can do those kind of events, give back to the kids. And once you do that, I think, man, things will change.
No, absolutely. I don't disagree at all. And I think the event yesterday kind of proved. And myself, I want to right now pledge my support, you know, along with the Circle of Champs. I looked at the T-shirt. I didn't see my name there nor the company's name there. And I definitely want to be a part of anything that's repping the Bay here in Tampa, Florida. So I pledge my support, you know, from a video production perspective. Obviously, anybody who has music, you can come on the show and promote the music. Whatever we can do, community events, anything dealing with outreach, anything that's going to promote youth and young adults and create a positive anything, a positive image, you know, create a positive platform.
Definitely.
You know, I mean,
definitely.
Whatever we can do.
Man, on that note too, man, you right about that too. And I think I ain't had probably no videographers pretty much on that shirt. And I ain't even think, that's why I said on the shirt, right there on the right hand side, we put on there, man, if your name, you weren't on this shirt, you want to be a part of this movement, you make sure you give me a call, and I definitely have it on the next thing or in the next event, because that's what we want to do. We need to build a networking system where we can call, and if you need anything or you're doing a big event, now you guaranteed to have a couple hundred people that's going to show up, members that's going to support, whatever it may be, whatever calls or whatever you're trying to put together. That's what we are right now, and I'm definitely a big supporter of Hack Media, definitely a big supporter of everything that you really got going on, because you've always been right there behind me and all everything that I try to do. So the Circle of Champs, as a family, we right here behind you, man. Everything you got popping off, we gonna do it big. Matter of fact, I'm gonna be the first to announce that I know we're gonna have a big Circle of Champs radio day right here live on the radio station with all these guys.
That's
coming
good.
In.
You pull it together, man. Let me know, you know, what we can do, and we shall make it happen, my brother. Folks, you are tuned to TM Hyman Radio Live. This is my man Lord Drac, in the Circle of Champs, repping the Tampa Bay area. Drac, I don't know if you can hang out with us a little bit longer. If you can, feel free to, my brother. If you can't, we appreciate your time. We're going to get into Briscoe repping Tampa Bay right here on TM Hyman Radio Live.
Tampa, yay. Hey, to the MIA 305. Briscoe, what it is? Tell the state I got you. Okay, you know we're connected, boy.
Yeah.
Hey, let's go.
I'm and left us higher than a damn jet. That ain't even land yet. Am I going ham yet? Hit me in the throat like 28 and not a gram yet. I'm a street nigga, I just hope you don't confuse it though. Since I'm in the studio, trying to get this music though. Everything organized, we don't do it sloppy. So if they ever knock me, you know how I got me.
Delaware this evening.
What you got for us?
Well, since we've discussed the importance of a budget and savings and becoming debt-free, I figured we also need to work on trying to keep some of that extra money in our pockets. It's really easy to do, doesn't take much time or effort, so I just wanted to give a few tips on how to save money while shopping. First thing would be to pay with cash. Right now the world is really consumed with plastic and credit cards. Paying with cash will help you to spend only what you've allotted for a particular shopping trip. When you use a credit card or debit card, it will easily allow you to go over what you've already budgeted. So paying with cash will help. Buy generic. A lot of people think that if you buy name brand, you're getting the best quality, when sometimes buying name brand, you're only paying for the actual name itself. So that's something you want to keep in mind. You can wait to purchase items while they're on sale. Just keep in mind that all items eventually are marked down. They're not always full price. So if you think you need something, you may not need it at that specific moment. You can wait a little while and catch the item when it is cheaper. A lot of people,
absolutely.
Yeah, a lot of people absolutely. Do this already, but I would recommend buying in bulk. You can shop at stores such as Costco, BJ's, Sam's Club, things of that sort. The one thing you should be careful of, though, is when you do decide to shop in bulk, you want to make sure you compare the prices of purchasing maybe six of an item to purchasing that individual item at maybe like a Target or Walmart. Sometimes it's not worth buying in bulk. You may actually save money going to one of the discount stores and buying the item individually. Coupons are probably the easiest way that you can save money, and probably none of us use coupons. You can log on to manufacturer sites to download coupons, check your Sunday newspaper. You can check online sites for coupons. And you can even sign up for sale and coupon emails from your favorite store.
Hey, Toya, let me say this. Let me say this. You are absolutely right. You said most of us don't use coupons. Now, most
right.
of us are embarrassed. We look at, like, coupons like we used to look at, like, food stamps when, you know, my grandmother, she used to send me to the ice cream truck. I lived, you know, I used to spend my summers in the neighborhood where the ice cream truck took the food stamp for your ice cream. And, you know, you didn't want to go down there, you know. But until you really, really wanted that damn ice cream, then you'd take whatever and go down to the ice cream. But coupons, I actually stood in a line for about 25 minutes and watched a lady give the cashier about 55 coupons. And at the end of the day, she told me that she saved about $67.
I mean, it's really easy to save that amount of money. People don't realize, or some people don't know, that grocery stores a lot of times will double your coupons. So you may have a coupon for 55 cents. Most grocery stores will double it for up to a dollar. So you might find an item that's normally $3.49 on sale for $1.99, and you have a 55-cent coupon. They'll double it up to $1, so you get an additional dollar off of the sale price. So you can save a lot of money when using coupons, more than you may think that you can.
Absolutely. What else you got for us?
Another thing that people aren't aware of, a lot of people look at AAA for just traveling savings, but AAA offers discounts online shopping as well as in stores. So don't be afraid when you go into any store, ask them, do you offer a AAA discount? Because a lot of them do. And for those people who are near military bases, never hesitate to ask for your military discount, and I'm sure most of them do, but any city that has a military base, I spent a lot of time in Norfolk with my friend, and she is adamant about asking for her military or AAA discount with every store that we walk into. She's got me into the habit of asking for my AAA discount. So that's another way you can save money. Sometimes you can save from 10% up to 25% off of an item. When grocery shopping, you just want to do the following. Make sure you check the weekly circulars ahead of time. They have a lot of buy one, get one sales, a lot of items that you buy an item. You may get a complimentary item and things of that sort. Make a list before you go shopping just to be sure you buy only the items you need and not a bunch of unnecessary stuff. Don't shop while you're hungry. It may sound silly, but if you go to a grocery store and you haven't eaten anything, you want to pick up every little thing that you see because you're hungry, so you're not thinking clearly. So don't shop while you're hungry. And probably the biggest thing for those who have a family, shop alone. I know I do that. Leave the kids at home, leave the spouse at home, because when you go to the store and you have all of them with you and they're asking, you're going to throw stuff in the cart just to shut them up. So shop alone so you can cut back on the unwanted snacks and goodies. And with retail shopping, which is a big thing for not just women but men also, retail shopping, just make sure you shop at discount stores such as Marshall's, TJ Maxx, Ross. They sell many brand names at the stores that were just named, and sometimes it's up to 70% off of what the manufacturer's suggested cost is. So you may want to take a few extra minutes to dig through those racks just so you can save that amount of money. Shop at outlet stores. I know there was a time years ago when you thought about an outlet store, you thought about something that was out of date or was defective. But now outlet stores are offering in-season items, and they're a lot less money than if you're going to a regular retail store. So outlet stores is another way you can save money when retail shopping. Always check the clearance and sales racks. You would be surprised at what you can find on the sales rack. They usually put those to the back of the store. So before you look at the new items, go straight to the back and look at the sale and clearance racks because you can find a lot of good buys there. Shop at the end of the season. Yes?
No, go right ahead.
Shop at the end of the season. You can save up to 80% off of the normal cost of an item. Like right now is a good time to shop for maybe next summer. You can get things that never go out of style, certain shoes and clothes that you can buy for 80% off now to have for next year because the stores are trying to push the new fall clothing. And probably the biggest thing with retail shopping is to avoid impulse buying. You need to make sure you separate your needs from the wants. So even though you see a pair of shoes that you think is a must-have for your collection, it may not be a need in your life right now. So avoid your impulse shopping. Leave those things behind.
Wow, that's like mama philosophy right there, mama philosophy.
Yeah.
Toya, thank you for the tips. I was going to say, Toya, you've given me like some serious like shopping strategy for the next time I'm up in Macy's or Dillard's or, you know, in any department store. I'm looking for, you know, the most economical. Thank you very much for your tips tonight. Back in Delaware, that's our girl Toya. Folks, this is the top of the hour, bringing you news and tips and information you can use, because we love you.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Thank you.
DMG take you higher. If you want to get your coupon shopping on, yo, log on to www.ratherbeshopping.com. That's www.ratherbeshopping.com. There you can find offers, online coupons, coupon codes, and printable coupons for many different stores and websites. That's just the follow-up tag to the segment. Previously, we got Toya, who's always dropping straight knowledge on us. So, hey, take those coupons. I'll tell you something. Again, I stood in the grocery line, and I just watched. I stood behind the lady and watched. There was no embarrassment. There's nothing. Like, she saved $67. I was like, damn, I wish I had those coupons. Good evening, folks. You are on tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, TM. You can jump on the feedback lines if you got something to say. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Mad props to Lord Drac, repping the Circle of Champs tonight, talking about our communities and, you know, just doing what we can do to make it better. He raised a great point in reference to, you know, why violence exists and why just, you know, all of the chaos exists. And it really is due to the fact that it's a lot of idle time, a lot of idle time with our kids. And you know, the devil's mind is the workshop, unfortunately. Someone just jumped on. Raise your hand. 813 is the area code, 2502. The line is open to you. Area code 813, that's Florida. Last four digits, 2502. The line is open to you. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Man, it's your boy Young Swag calling in from 813.
Swag in the building. Hey, you were out there yesterday for that event, man. That was a nice event out there, the Circle of Champs, in which you all remember, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, Swag, introduce yourself to the people. I actually got a track that was coming up in rotation, so great segue. I can actually drop the track next. It's your joint. Tell us a little bit about it.
Man, I got the track First 28 featuring Rick Ross. You know, it's the hottest track in Florida right now. We pumping it hard. You know what I mean? We going in right now.
That's what's good. My man Young Swag, the Circle of Champs. Again, big up to Lord Drac and our whole team. You know what? Let's just jump right into it. This is 28 featuring Rick Ross, my man Young Swag, TM Hyman Radio Live.
Take a bait on the track. The motherfucking boss, be real entertaining. Young Swag, we don't care money no more, man. We know we weigh that.
I'll tell you like this. I'm copping whole ones, but remember my first 28. Might knock your hoe off when she see me on them 28.
Ride clean, sitting high on them 28. Ricky Rose, Young Swag, rapping FLA.
I'm copping whole ones, but remember my first 28. Might knock your hoe off when she see me on them 28.
Ride clean, sitting high on them 28. Broke in my head on the way back to Tampa Bay. 28 grams, 28 days, 28 ways for the boy to get paid. $600 for the zip for the perp. Coat little mama slide through in the merch. Now we off in the wind, going all the way live. Real dope boys, so we party how we lie. Ain't no party if we ain't in it right. Rick Ross told me, so I took the invite. Now we on the strong pipe, cheaping like a chimney. Look at how many bad bitches won't end me. Know that boy keep it cheap.
TM Hyman Radio Live, don't know what just happened to the track, but I'll open it back up. That's my man, Young Swag. Swag, I don't know what happened to them tracks, man, that I got. The ones that was forwarded, both of them just cut off. Just cut right off. So we got to get some clean music. That was Young Swag 28 featuring Rick Ross. Who did that track, Swag?
I think they emailed it bad. It was a bad email, man. I don't know, man. My bad about that, though.
Okay, no problem. We'll get some clean tracks for both the Tear It Up joint, Lord Drac, and we'll reload this one as well. What can we expect from you coming up soon? Turn your radio down.
Circle of Town, we just pumping that real hard. I'm trying to unite the whole Tampa Bay United. You know, I'm just getting them to come together. I'm just trying to, you know, collab with the people that's doing their thing, you know, just do a couple things in the city, man, and just unite my city.
No doubt. Well, we appreciate you for calling in tonight, man. Get us new music, dude. Upload those tracks again. That's my man Young Swag calling us out of Tampa, Florida, representing the Circle of Champs. Folks, if you got feedback, anything on your mind, we're talking about communities. If you want to keep that going, we can. If not, I think we're good to go for the night. Again, mad props to Lord Drak and the Circle that's doing positive things out there in Tampa Bay. Folks, it is 11:14 in the city, and I am feeling like some GS music right now. If you have music you'd like to hear played, you can email it, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. This is GS music.
Take a walk with me. Man, these niggas ain't who they say they is, man. But I'ma let them breathe. Check. 27 years, born into poverty. Daddy left me cold, so the street gonna swallow me. Old heads raised me, so the hood made me. They say you're wrongdoing, fall victim on your baby. 14 full of weed, 380. Mama in the church, pray to God that he saved me. Position to rally on superstition. Street corners, we pitching that paper, my only mission. Transition to speaking less and listen. Number one rule, don't snitch, play your position. Use the cop heavy, run around the city till I peep OT. Your pockets increase by 50. Well, let you pussy niggas try and get me. I need that black made back to see Jiffy. Bad yellow bone, lips look lubricated. Big ass, no flaws, that's when you truly made. I watch my circle fall apart in the J shit. Ain't nothing promised tomorrow. What's the odds? Spending the dollar then hitting the lotto. I lead a crib, cop follow. Bro, too off, don't like me. June 1st, these niggas try to indict me. But could it be someone I call fam? Never know it to the key witness supposed to stand. I acted as a boy, now a man. This is the hand I was dealt, I play to win. I'm sick of fake love, no need pretend. When we all know it's jealousy over ends. This must be a dream, somebody pinch me. When I die, don't cry, just say history. I do this, Costco.
Got your entertainment news brought to you tonight by HAC Media, the Urban Aid Development Project, and Malik Artist Management. Who's hot? Who's not? Who's hot? Who's not? Oh, man. It seems that there's talk in Harlem about the good old senator. Representative Landry is having some issues. There's a money management issue. That was a lip twister. Congressman Randall is facing ethics violation charges. He's a senator that, congressman that is pretty high ranked. I think he's a chairman of a very serious arm of the government. And Randall, I know, has been held in high esteem. He's somebody who gets on TV, and he's a voice and a mouthpiece, you know, for the people. And his constituents really are having a problem. They were trying to force him out of office. You know, Randall's like, oh, no. I said congressman. I want to get it right. He's a senator. Senator Charles Randall. Ethics investigation. Folks, tonight I want to give you your top nine hip-hop cities, starting with city number nine. It's the Bay Area. It's the Bay Area on the west coast of California. Number eight, you got Philadelphia. Philly, freeway, repping. Number seven, Houston's coming in with my man Scarface out there. Number six is Chicago. Chicago repping Kanye West. This is hip hop's top nine cities. Number five, we got New Orleans. New Orleans, we know Weezy and the whole Cash Money, Young Money crew. Number four, we got Los Angeles. L.A. got Snoop D-O-double-G. Number three is coming in Miami. We know what's good down in Miami with the Teflon Don Rick Ross. Number two, Entertainment News Tonight reporting the top nine cities in hip-hop. Number two is New York. New York, we got the King, Hov. And coming in at number one, who is it? Drum roll, please. Atlanta. Atlanta is the number one hip-hop city right now, being reported Entertainment News. That's coming to you directly out of actually Hip Hop Magazine. The Hip Hop Weekly is reporting the top nine cities, 2010. This is your Entertainment News segment tonight, giving you the lowdown on your top nine cities. I'm your man, T.M. Hyman. This is brought to you by HAC Media, T.M. Hyman, and Malik Artist Management.
Like a baby, so I can see you in my life. Have you in my hands, so I can touch your body right. Have you in my voice, baby, so I can sing sweet melodies. Have you in my time, and it will be just you and me.
Ain't nothing wrong with loving you, with everything I have and a little more to keep. Nothing wrong, we're giving you the keys to the
rain,
to the house,
to the end zone. And ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of bump and grind. Ain't nothing wrong with giving my heart, my soul, my mind, my mind.
I'ma love you,
I'ma
love you, I'ma love you, I'ma love you.
Every breath I breathe for you, tell you no lies, lady, cause everything I say is true. I'ma love you with my mind, baby, cause I think you are the one. And if you're feeling different, just remember you're my girl.
Ain't nothing wrong with loving you with everything I have and a little more to keep you cool. Ain't nothing wrong with giving you the keys to the range and a house with an indoor pool.
Nothing wrong with a little bit of bump and grind. So if you feel it different, just remember that you're mine.
I know this a little bit much for this first conversation. But this touch on us is and I'm getting impatient.
Impatient.
Let's go have on a baby, make love crazy.
It's gonna feel so right. So let's get on.
Jump on the feedback lines at 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. It's 11:28 in the country, East Coast, Eastern Standard Time, that is. It's about, 8:28 Southern California, West Coast time. Folks, appreciate you for listening. It's been somewhat of a bumpy ride tonight. I'm kind of fumbling and bumbling all over the place, but I'm just happy that I'm here with you. We've been talking about violence in our community and things that we can do, like creating positive events, you know, and engaging our young people as the first step to really trying to change what's happening, you know, from a negative into a positive. And again, I want to appreciate and acknowledge Lord Drak and the Circle of Champs, you know, for some positivity, some positive things that they're doing. I think, you know, he brought up a point that I probably stimulated. He probably hadn't even thought about it, but I was out there yesterday. There were, you know, well over, you know, I think probably at a high point, you know, 300, maybe 400 people. And, you know, I saw the news crew out there, television, you know, cameras, but I didn't see any reports last night. And, you know, I can guarantee you that when they took the story back to, you know, the newsroom, it wasn't interesting. It wasn't interesting because, you know, nobody was acting a fool. You know, that's why we create this kind of platform. And big up to anyone who's trying to do anything positive in the community. All right. I just want to also clarify, the music that you hear on this show is not at all representative of the views of myself or the producers of the program. I'm an artist. I'm a producer. I'm also an entrepreneur. And I understand, you know, freedom of expression. I understand that, you know, people express themselves different ways, but it doesn't mean that they're not smart. It doesn't mean that, you know, there's not a serious message there. You got to be able to, you know, be non-judgmental and be open to artistry. This is nothing but artistry. In many forms, it's entertainment. All right, I'm going to get off my soapbox as we get into dollar bills. You know, it's artistry, folks. TM Hyman Radio Live.
This is a HAC exclusive.
I'm on a money mission. They think I'm frontin' trippin'. Look at the Lambo, pop the trunk, it's the engine. Look at my wrist wear, it ain't nothing specific. I'm on my job, player, tell me what am I missing?
I got an eye for the dollar bill. I'm sick, I'm busy, I ain't got a lot of time to chill. I'm on a mission to bypass and up in the high class. And I fly straight like shot glass. Born a money getter, I'm like a cash cow. So if you ain't with my vision, homie, your ass out. Where the money at? Put off them 760s. I'm in the circle with whipping the whip, no less than 50. Just got 100 pounds, nigga, it's going down. Forget your problems and women that got you moving around. I'm trying to stay on top like toothpaste. Red and white gridstones look like Kool-Aid. 15 flat on new shades, rockin' on one time, that's flat out 2K. Get with the program, you still back in the day. They used to do it for the love, I rock to get paid. Just that's in your face, it ain't a floss, boy. It's to let you know what I set to off, boy.
I'm on a money mission, they think I'm frontin' trippin'. Look at the Lambo, pop the trunk, it's the engine. Look at my wrist wear, it ain't nothing specific. I'm on my job, player, tell me what am I missing? I'm on a money mission, they think I'm
TM Hyman Radio Live. We are getting into our health and wellness segment tonight with Ms. Willingham. Ms. Willingham, what you got for us tonight?
Yes, good evening. I'm doing tonight's health and wellness section. On healthcare prevention for heart disease. Last night I gave a broad overview on health. Tonight we'll delve a little deeper into prevention for heart disease. In the past 3 decades, great strides have been made in preventing and treating heart disease and stroke. Death rates from cardiovascular disease have declined as a result. So many people have made a positive behavior and lifestyle change. About half of all deaths from heart disease are sudden and unexpected, so there's little opportunity for treatment. So for people that's at a high risk of sudden death, prevention is key. That's why more efforts must be focused on prevention. Atherosclerosis often begins in childhood, but it takes decades before clinical disease or symptoms show up. So doctors really don't fully understand why. Studies have been done to identify that risk factors and strategies can be done to reduce any risk for this type of disease.
And we're talking about heart disease, right?
Yes, heart disease.
Right.
So risk factors that that we can modify, treat, or control are things such as tobacco smoke, high blood cholesterol, high blood pressure, physical inactivity, obesity and overweight, and diabetes, mellitus.
Who the hunter?
Diabetes. It's a form of diabetes.
What is it called again?
Mellitus. I'm sorry. I added an extra I. It was just mellitus. I apologize. I'm sorry. I'm stumbling and bubbling like you tonight.
Don't blame it on me. Bring it back. Don't blame it on me. I'm sorry.
So, okay, by focusing on prevention, again, you have a major impact on your health. The American Heart Association wants people to know their risk factors for heart disease and stroke and the goals for both prevention and treatment. This approach includes people knowing how to effectively use many strategies available to achieve the goals. Again, prevention costs less than inexpensive medical interventions and, again, has long-run benefits, like I mentioned last night. One of the ways that you can work on or put a prevention plan in place is by the Worksite Wellness Program. Have you heard of that, Terrence?
I have not heard of the Worksite Wellness, but I'm assuming that it is putting, you know, activity to work at work.
Absolutely. The workplace provides a large audience for cardiovascular disease and stroke prevention activities. Experience has shown that workplace wellness programs are an important strategy to prevent the major shared risk factors for cardiovascular disease and stroke, including cigarette smoking, obesity, hypertension, again, physical inactivity, and diabetes. There are many social benefits of a healthy employee population that extend far beyond the workplace. The Healthy People 2010 goal is that 75% of all work sites, regardless of their size, they want them to develop a comprehensive wellness program. Though we know that the program does take time and resources, especially for smaller employers. Now, because that you're making an initiative to develop a program, the American Heart Association does support incremental efforts to achieve the Worksite Wellness Program and will help make following recommendations and also offer any support that they can.
Great. Great. Good information tonight. You you scared me, you know, with that first bit of information there. I thought it was a disease that'll kill you as soon as you breathe it into the air or something. But thank you for that clarification. Very important information, folks. Again, in the midst of our stumbling and bumbling tonight, we do it for you. This is all great information that we are really bringing to the forefront to stimulate conversation and to stimulate thought, to help you to try to live a healthier you. This is brought to you tonight by Massages for Life. You can log on to www.massagesforlife.com. But please, again, cardiovascular health is of utmost importance. People are dying from heart attacks. She spoke of smoking. She spoke of obesity. I'm sorry, but I'm going to go there. Get up off your fat ass and do something. Put the cigarettes down if you want to live a healthier life. All right? We love you. Dee Dee, thanks for the information tonight. Folks, thanks for tuning in. We do this for you because we love you.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
She said I was the best. Yes, hit me on the block, stay black. Keep playing. plenty weed, plenty rock, J Black. The hottest underground, got a lot, J Black. The realest opposite, Tupac, J Black. Motherfucker, Lookie Henny on the block, J Black. Keep plenty weed, plenty rock, J Black. The hottest underground, got a lot, J Black. The realest opposite, Tupac, J Black. Motherfucker, in 1981, there was a bastard born. Sent the brain hip hop back to the classic form. Y'all about to witness lyrics in its master form. Is it real though? I'm one of the last ones born. Y'all won't recognize until I pass and gone. Got two more brothers, I'ma pass the baton. When I die, let it be known the real soldier perish. I stood up for my people. You can't teach courage. Born leader like the Prophet Muhammad, so pay homage. I'ma threat you a promise. I ain't real or just honest. I'm young and I'm hungry. I'm high and I got the munchies. I'm serving the same thing that made my father a junkie. Now that's why you on the block, J Black. Who keeps plenty weed, plenty rock, J Black. The hottest underground got a lot, J Black. The realest opposite, Tupac, J Black. Motherfucker, who keeps Henny on the block, J Black. Keep plenty weed, plenty rock, J Black. The hottest underground got a lot, J Black. The realest opposite, Tupac, J Black. Motherfucker, who keeps Henny on the block, J Black. Keep plenty weed, plenty rock, J Black. The hottest underground got a lot, J Black. The realest opposite, Tupac, J Black. Motherfucker, who keeps Henny on the block, J Black. Keep plenty weed, plenty rock, J Black. The hottest underground got a lot, J Black. The realest opposite, Tupac, J Black. Motherfucker.
Folks, you are in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live, where we're promoting artists of all kinds from all places. If you have music that you'd like us to hear, you can forward it to TM Hyman Radio Live. Excuse me, it's not even yet. TM Hyman Radio Live. TM Hyman Radio Live is the correct email address. A little confused here with all of these liners. TM Hyman Radio Live at gmail.com. Vision, my friend, the only way to discover the limits of possibility is to go beyond them into the impossible. I want to share this this with you. Many of you have heard this before, but it's called Our Deepest Fear. In the midst of all that we hear from day to day, you know, we can, you know, be brought down by words, be brought down by what we see. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? The title of this is Our Deepest Fear. You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world, my friend. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. That's not your problem. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us, it is in every one of us. We're talking about our deepest fear. And as we let our light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Take that, let it marinate. This is Dawn, it's called Ugly. TM Hyman Radio Live.
No. Yeah, yeah. I used to think that you were beautiful, but now sometimes I'm scared of just the sight of your face. It's like the monster that's always in my closet, called my daddy, and he scared him away. Just like a fantasy, but now it's just another horror picture show.
think you are my knight in shining armor just to find out that chivalry's dead. Just when I thought I had my feet on the ground, I turned around, it's all up in the air.
Ugly, right here on T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm your hip-hop informer, your friend, folks, T.M. You know, it's our light, not our darkness, that frightens most of us. Think about that. You know, we're really afraid of what people will say about us, what people will think about us. You know, at the end of the day, we all were meant to shine, as children do. Remember that. You know, it is not just some of us, it's all of us. We were born to make manifest the glory of God within us, you know. Folks, it's according to your belief, your dream, how you imagine, how you see yourself. And then it's according to your faith, you know, hope and love at the end of the day. It's those, all of those elements combined that really create who we are. And if you struggle with those things, then guess what? You know, one, need to be honest with yourself. You know, just come to grips with the fact that, you know, you got issues. Everybody got issues, just in case you don't know. Everyone's just not willing to talk about their issues. And some people's issues run so deep, it gets them so upset that they're not comfortable sharing those issues. You know, but I'm telling you that freedom, liberation, you know, the liberation that I was just speaking of, you know, in the poem that I read. And, you know, I want to give props to, you know, the poem. It was called, again, Our Deepest Fear, and it's by Marianne Williamson. For anyone, you know, who wants to find that on the internet, Google Marianne Williamson. All right? Folks, I am your hip-hop informer again. TM, you're in tune to Radio Live show here, 889-3926, area code 917. That's 917-889-3926. If you have some feedback for us before we conclude the show tonight, this is Bugsy. It's called Fallen. T.M. Hyman Radio Live.
Feel good, don't it? Huh? You're looking outside, right? I write my verses up under the moonlight, waiting for the smoke to clear so I can see the sunlight. Some might say the darkness will never fade, even if they ride, I'm still strapped for my sunlight. See a better life, got my right fist in the sky while I'm in this fight. Crack fiends' dreams disappear as they hit the pipe, all seem within my sight. Fast well with a crack bang, gun bang, the innocent main blood pour like rain. So it's hard to maintain, so I sing the same
on the play thing. So, listen up to my hip-hop spiritual. Still, being alive is a miracle. You say a gift, I say I'm cursed with being lyrical. In the industry, ran by the sentinels, the only place is typical. Propaganda to the everyday individual. So what you listen to? On your stereo, see the radio. Try to play the real artists like a merry-go-round and keep the real sound underground. The real. Let me clarify so all y'all can identify. If you listen hard enough, homie, you can hear the ghetto crap. I can't deny, let them trip trap. Looking for a sign from the Lord in the blue sky. Praying for a reply on the system we can't rely. No time to be shy or eat a piece of humble pie. Can I play private eye and specify when the government don't want us to know something except the document we're classified? I wonder why. And when they did in New Orleans, they can't justify. Can't let them on standby with no supply. Like they had the right to die. Notify the powers to be. They won't crucify. I verify. Fight for my honor like a samurai.
They know not what they do. They're breaking all the rules. Cause the cool are really fools. Baby, they're falling. They know not what they do. They're breaking all the rules. Cause the cool are really fools. Baby, they're falling.
I know I deserve this. closer to my dream, my dream, my dream.
And everything ain't always what it seems, but when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dreams, dreams.
Closest to heaven I've ever seen in my dream.
And everything ain't always what it seems, but when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dreams, dreams.
Closer to my dream, my dream.
And as I sit back and reminisce the 06, who would've ever thought I'd be so focused? I know you're thinking, Jay, what happened back then? October 21st, I lost my brother Tim. He wasn't blood, he was just my best friend. And an angel sent from heaven, aka my blessing. And this is no lie, right after Tim died, I didn't wanna live, so I attempted suicide. I overdosed and left my crib walking, and passed out in the parking lot coughing. What I thought was coming for me next, a coffin, till I heard somebody over me talking. I looked up and it was Tim over me. You should have seen his face, he was standing there holding me. He said, Jay, bruh, what's wrong? I said, ever since you've been gone, I've been feeling all alone. He said, Jay, what about my daughter? I need you to teach her all the things I would have taught her. I said, bruh, he said, nah, sit back and listen. Your goof is like your soul, so sleep in your kitchen. Major League, you're floating, just keep pitching. You see your favorite rapper, you'll be dead in this position. Then he said, Jay, I just talked to Christ, and it's about time to go back to your life. The next thing I know, I seen a bright light, and the doctor over me saying, son, you'll be alright. So if I look tired, it is what it seems, cause when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dream.
Closer to my dream, my dream.
Everything ain't always what it seems, but when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dream, dream.
Closest to heaven I've ever seen in my dream.
Everything ain't always what it seems, but when I'm tired, man, I know I'm closer to my dream, dream.
Closer to my dream, my dream.
That was Jay Wright's call, Closer. I'm your man, T.M. Hyman, your hip-hop informer. The line is open up to you. If you have a comment tonight, the line is open up to you. Go ahead, tell your name, who you're calling from. The line is open to you, caller. Say your name, where you're calling from. We only have about a minute left in the show. All right, the lines are closed tonight, folks. I thank you very much for tuning in. We are back on Wednesday, 10 o'clock, back on Friday, 10 o'clock, back Sunday at 7. This is Ganga. It's called Mysterious and Scratches. Good night.
Are your lips still lily white? Do they still be just tonight? And I
You know, a lot of people think that they know me. They can peg me in a particular class or category, you know. I choose to let you in when I want to let you in. And I think this is the time that I'm going to let you in. So, just a little bit. Geek peek. Check it out. Come
hey,
on.
Yo, from day to night, night to day, I keep it moving, y'all. Gondoli will always be a legend while they fall. So much love for the unjust, it's crazy now. Makes me want a gun bust, hear your anus now. But I fuck.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show.
Real talk. Talk radio show.
TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.